sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Shotgun snap to Cousins, dropping back, looking to throw, firing down the middle. That's intercepted. Beat on the ball by the cornerback, Jonathan Jones, who then takes the knee with his third interception of the year as he made the break on the pass with the tight end Rudolph nearby in the middle of the field, and the Patriots are indeed going to celebrate.
Got to be top 10 bad wedding song. I mean, it's a good feeling song. I'm saying it's guaranteed to be rolled out. Doesn't matter what the DJ is, what the level of the DJ, the expertise. It's coming out. He's gonna throw this thing in the third row. You know, first half fire to reception. Come on. You like getting people together, like family. Everybody's dancing, you know, singing, having a good time. Big party. Everybody knows words. Hey. And your laughter, too. What are we going to do? 9-3 feels good. Just feels good. I tell you last week, got to get to Pittsburgh 10-3. Take care of business this week, man. Still talking about yesterday's game.
Hat and t-shirt game.
Wow. Wrap it up. With 3 games left. Back to normal here. Hat and t-shirt game.
What about last night's Sunday night football game?
Not a hat and t-shirt game.
Did you like that? Did you like watching the Chargers win?
I like Phillip Rivers. Yeah. Yeah, I do. I like it. I enjoy watching him play. I enjoy watching him play well. I like their skill people. Another guy cuts the sleeves off his shirt. Dig it. Nice big open sleeves. You know, you've been rooting for them because, you know,
again,
that's a team.
The uniform is determining what you go for.
That's a team that can beat Kansas City, right? Kansas City. And we talk about that. Well, wait a minute. What if they run the table and win the West? Oh, crap. Do we have them in as far as tiebreaker? We haven't beat as far as tiebreakers. Say we run the table, end up 13-3. Say the Chargers run the table, end up 13-3. Could you imagine for the National Football League what it would mean? And I don't know exactly what the tiebreaker was. I think New England has them in a tiebreaker on a technicality because of strength of schedule.
Here's what it is.
Well,
Both teams went out.
Yep. Say if both teams went out.
They would be 10-2 in the conference. They would have a tied conference record. They would also have if they both went out, a 4-1 record against common opponents. So that tiebreaker gets nullified. Okay. They go down to the third tiebreaker, which is the strength of victory tiebreaker. That refers to the combined winning percentages of the opponents that a team has beaten. So they take the teams, your wins, they take the wins that you have, they take the winning percentage of the teams that you have beaten, and they combine that into a number, and that determines your strength of victory. Currently, the Patriots' strength of victory is in the high 500s, Jim, right? Like 572?
It's 528, I think.
Oh, 528. Okay, so low 500s, and the Chargers are somewhere down in the threes?
Yeah. 200 point difference. About.
That's a big gap.
It's a big gap now, but with the Patriots having games left against the Bills, the Jets, the Dolphins are 6-6.
Right.
They're 6-6.
Their numbers
Pittsburgh
come
will
down.
Have a winning record when you face them.
But they still have Pittsburgh in there, which will help it.
See, but they have, they have KC left. What if they beat a highly ranked KC team? See, that's, I don't know, regardless of what that number's going to be. Just have some fun here. Say Chargers are the number one seed. Could you imagine?
You have to root against the Chargers. You have to root against the Chiefs.
You have to.
And so this is why I don't think last night's result was ideal for the Patriots.
Well, I mean, yeah, because you want them to eventually knock them off. But could you imagine if you had to go play at L.A.? L.A. Chargers will host the AFC Championship game if everything works out for them.
Yeah.
And that stadium.
You want things in your own control.
No, but listen. Okay. That stadium, the soccer stadium.
It could happen.
With visiting fans.
Yeah, it could happen. It'll be filled with Patriot fans.
Yeah, Patriot road game.
It'll be filled with Pittsburgh fans if it's the Steelers.
My God.
They have Cincinnati, Kansas City. Kansas City is on a Thursday night, by the way. Next Thursday night is Kansas City.
Oof.
Ravens and Broncos. That's who they finish with.
Ouch. And Broncos are still playing. For
they all have decent records. Decent to good records.
I was going to say, Ravens are playing well right now. They're a playoff team. They'd be the second wild card team right now. So last night's result, I don't think, is a good one. If the Steelers win last night, the Patriots still have a head-to-head matchup with the Steelers.
Right.
And you control what happens. You're in control of where you go.
It's just fun watching Pittsburgh lose in the fashion that they lost and how they blew that lead. And they're playing Renegade. And everybody's like, oh, yeah, Renegade. Bum, 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 bum. Yeah. It's good to see Pittsburgh go down. Sorry.
You play Pittsburgh, you'll know the result of that Kansas City, because that game's the Thursday before the Pittsburgh game. So you'll know what happened.
Yeah, but so what? I mean, that doesn't matter. If you have Pittsburgh win last night, you have a game with Pittsburgh. You can beat Pittsburgh on your own and take care of that business.
You know you need to win out.
You don't have a matchup with the Chargers. You have one with Pittsburgh.
But if you know Kansas City goes down, it's there in front of you, man. You just went out and you got the number one seed. You have the number one seed. All you have to do is win out. That's what's good. No, I'm going into that game. Let's go throttle Pittsburgh and let's take care of business at home. Final two games, we're the number one seed again.
And right now the Jets are sitting at the number three pick in the NFL draft. You play them the final week.
Oh.
They might be playing to lose that final week for better draft position.
That's hard to do, Jim. That's hard to just approach a week that way. Just say, you know what?
Start your third-string quarterback?
It's one thing to rest people, but, I mean, to go out there and say, hey, let's lose. I know you can play well and say, hey.
You sit Darnold and you sit McCown.
Let's go for two and throw it in the second row and bring the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, again, it sounds like you're forgetting that the Chargers have the same record as the Patriots.
Yeah, but we've gone over that if it plays out and if you win out, you should still beat them in the head-to-head.
Okay, but you don't want to see them beat the Chiefs. I mean, if they beat the Chiefs, you want that to happen because you have to root against
ever.
The Chiefs.
I don't ever want the possibility to have to go to Arrowhead. I don't want to go to Arrowhead.
But my point being, though, that if the Chiefs start falling back and the Chargers have the breaker over the Chiefs, as do you, and you get down to strength of schedule, there's a chance you lose to the Chargers on a tiebreaker. Because you don't have a head-to-head against them. You can't have a head-to-head.
I don't think there's enough time because we're so deep into the season. I mean, there's only a couple games left, man, to where you got to make up 200 points in 4 weeks. That's tough to do.
Yeah, but if you're talking about them beating Kansas City, that helps in a big way.
That's one.
Then they just beat Pittsburgh.
Against Pittsburgh. That should count.
And if you get wins against teams like Buffalo and the New York Jets, that's bringing your number down if you're the Patriots.
Yeah.
They might be in the same ballpark. This could get really close.
Oh.
And you could lose it.
I'd rather get on a plane and go to L.A. and play them out there than play at Kansas City.
Well, the Chargers.
I don't disagree with that.
The Chargers beating the Chiefs also brings the Patriots' strength of victory down.
Yes, it does, because then the Chiefs' record goes down.
Oh, Jesus. A little nip and tuck here at the end.
Which is why last night.
Chargers will screw it up.
I took no enjoyment in watching those Chargers win. I can't stand the Chargers.
I'm going to do a Shaughnessy take.
Oh, no, I hate the Chargers.
It's going to happen. Chargers will screw it up, and they'll still beat Kansas City, and everything will just fall in place for you.
Bottom line, if Vrabel went for the tie instead of the win, we wouldn't be talking about this right now in London.
It's true.
How do you know? The result of the game could have ended up the same.
It could have, yeah.
So you can't definitively say that.
Well, you're just being a prick this segment, huh?
No, I'm... How so?
Nice.
Wow.
There it is.
You're just nitpicking every little point.
Oh.
Because it's just not true. You don't know that. You don't know what the outcome of the game would have been. So if he plays for overtime and he still loses, you can't definitively say that that decision changed a record. You don't know if it did.
But it could have.
It gave them a much better chance. Much better chance.
You kicked that, I think Tennessee would have.
I don't think they do, because Tennessee at the time couldn't move the ball at all.
Yeah, but I think they had momentum going into overtime. Be a little pricklier.
Yeah.
Here's the one thing we have going for us.
What?
So we don't want the Chargers to beat the Chiefs.
Yes, I am refuting your points because I believe they are wrong. If that makes me a prick, so be it.
Oh,
now you're a prick.
I
mean, what is that?
So the
Patriots.
It's sort of the job. I don't know. It's sort of the job.
He's being prickly too, though.
Take your stand. Defend your point. I think I have the facts on my side on that one.
Yeah, you don't know what would happen.
That's true.
You probably shouldn't have gone to that Providence College game because you're tired today. And you had to work all day yesterday.
I'm not tired.
No,
I'm
good. Oh, good. Oh. He's just prickly at it. I'll take Terry.
So you don't want the Chargers to be the Chiefs.
I just don't know what you want to happen. What do you want to happen? I guess that's my point.
No celebration over last night's win for the Chargers.
I'm celebrating.
That is not the result we wanted last night.
Zoe and the Beatles.
Alcohol and drug use is
What's going on?
I don't know. That just happened. Nobody touched anything.
Because he went to the PC game. I think you're right.
Wow.
A little schizo.
Oh, nope, I'm sorry. I know what happened. The intern hit the mouse with the phone.
Jesus, kid. Kids from like Pleasantville in
here. He's being a prick.
Does his hair get messed up ever?
Jim, what I want to have happen is really I would like the Chargers to beat the Chiefs and lose every other game they have left. That's what I want to have happen.
Oh.
I want the Chargers to get one more win,
yeah.
Have it be against Kansas City, and lose every other game.
Mm.
Well, that's what I want.
You could be in luck, because after that Chiefs game, it's finals time in the Rivers house. And since they're homeschooling, Philip has to be there to administer tests.
Philip.
He has to be there to administer exams. Yeah, hand out the blue books. Philip. So, yeah, you could get your wish. I mean, he's going to be distracted during that, you know, the homeschooling of the nine children.
And I could see the Chargers losing to the Ravens, and I could see them losing at Denver, because I always count Denver as a tough place to go. I don't care if it's the last week of the season and the Broncos aren't playing for much. But I that's what I want. I want them to lose three of their next four, and I want them to beat Kansas City. That's my ideal finish for the Chargers. Win nothing other than your game against the Chiefs.
Be the Chargers.
And then fall apart against everybody else.
Screw a bad game up against Denver or Oakland or something.
Well, that means that probably gets the Ravens in the playoffs.
Yes, then. It does. I'm rooting for that to happen. That's fine. Ravens get in as a wild card team.
They don't scare you at all with Lamar Jackson, the running quarterback?
Okay, here's what I would ask, though. What's better, you having a number one seed or you being worried about the Ravens getting in as a potential team to play? I'd be more
worried
concerned
about the number one seed.
Yeah, I'd be more concerned with getting the number one seed.
Tell me what happens in Pittsburgh. That game determines how I'm going to feel if they can win a game on the road in the playoffs.
Well, I think that game determines whether or not you think they can make it to the Super Bowl and win it.
The game that might keep them home in the playoffs will determine whether I think they can win a road game in the playoffs. That's the ironic part of that game.
So
well, yeah, but
right
because
now.
It's they're going on the road to do it, though. So that's fair.
Yeah, no, it is.
Yeah, what you're suggesting is real.
The outcome of that would be them getting home field probably.
You're playing at home and you're worried how they play on the road.
But being at home is always helpful, even if you are a good road team. Even if you've had a good year on the road, which this team is not, everybody wants to be home. Everybody does. Every team is better at home than they are on the road.
There's no place like home for the holidays.
All right, Zoe's checked out on the second.
Yeah,
so,
well, we're only 8 minutes late.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song.
Oh. Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That's one thing about Louth. You say what you want about him, and he's being a little prickly today, too. But Jim's an old school kid.
I thought him calling me a prick was a little strong.
Old school supper.
He's a little strong. Yeah.
Strong.
Yeah, supper.
I called Gronk a head case last week, too. It's probably a little strong.
Yeah.
No, I don't even think that's in the same realm, calling Gronk a head case and then telling Beetle he's being a prick for expressing a sports opinion.
On a sports opinion based show. That he hosts.
No, it wasn't for the sports opinion. It was for the.
Yeah, he wasn't taking any take. You're right, Jim. He was like,
I was very dismissive of the other takes.
The conversation couldn't continue because he kept just jumping in with it.
Jim was like, take a crap or get off the pot.
That's all.
Like,
do no big deal. It's over.
Give me it.
Is this your first day working on this show, Jim? Is this your first day producing?
See, Jim picks the music.
Bertrand?
He's never going to roll out that new crap.
Stop. Zoe's complimenting me.
Yeah, he's never going to roll out new crap. Like, Little Big Town comes out with, you know, Kenny Chesney Christmas, or it's a Garth Brooks Christmas. Or
I hope he
Grant.
Brings out some pentatonics.
Jim rolls
to
out.
Stick it to you this holiday season.
He knows because it would take the show right off. If you ever play a Dance at Sprite on this show, it's not going to happen. People sit there and they wait for the pentatonics freaking Christmas special. It's so overmodulated and overproduced. Nobody watches that crap. Jim rolls out the old stuff. It's Brenda Lee rocking around at Christopher Wives. Jim's old school, like Macaulay Culkin. Whatever his name is from Home Alone, like that soundtrack, you know? We're getting the good stuff. We're not getting any of this new stuff. Like Bon Jovi Christmas. Nobody cares about Hootie Christmas.
Nothing says traditional Christmas Macaulay Culkin.
Pause. What'd you say? Hootie Christmas?
What is this, Tubular Bells? What do you got, Mannheim Steamroller?
Big news today on the Hootie front.
I got an issue with that.
What? All right, so if you didn't hear, Hootie and the Blowfish are getting back together for the 25th anniversary of their album. The only album they ever really had.
Big announcement on the Today Show this morning, which tells you cutting edge stuff coming your way. We got a band here.
Did you watch
Hold
it?
Hold on.
Did you watch the announcement?
No.
You saw it. You're talking about
I saw the tease for it.
You saw it. They're going back on tour next summer.
Yeah.
Okay, they're putting the band back together.
Know the dates are coming, and they're coming back to the same place as last time I saw them perform.
Thank God.
Yep.
Chestnuts roasting. What's wrong with this?
I don't want this.
Huh? What's wrong with this?
I don't want it. See, it's not Christmas. It's like Shaughnessy's point.
It's not Christmas?
This takes you back to... This gives you a great Christmas memory. This? Boy, that takes me right back to... Now, yeah, you remember when you were a little kid and you go over to your grandmother's or Christmas Eve or...
Well, there's only like 12 Christmas songs.
Right.
Everyone just covers them.
What are we going to cover them for? Just play them.
That's all we do. I don't know.
Make the season, bro. You gotta own the song. I'm gonna make it mine. Tiny Tots. Yeah. Like Morgan Freeman.
Tiny Tots. Dude, this is Morgan Freeman.
That time we had Andy come over, and he's such a tall drink of water. He put the star on the top of that tree. He reached up there. It's the name of that old guy we had with that pet crow, and put the little. We don't need two turtle doves. We have a black crow we're gonna put out there on that tree. What's the name of that bird? Come on, Hardy. Shawshank Redemption. The bird.
Jake.
The pet bird. Jake. Look at Jake up there on a tree. You got the one guy, that one convict that finally learned how to read. He can read the night before Christmas. It'd be great. A hell of a Christmas in Shawshank. I'd buy that album. Yep. Just don't play this new crap, Jim. We'll have these discussions. So. Old stuff goes.
I want a Morgan Freeman Christmas album commercial from you sometime before the holidays. Is that doable, Hardy?
Do
you think that is something we could accomplish between now and then?
Morgan Freeman, a Morgan Freeman Christmas. A very
Next
Morgan
time
Christmas.
You go through right. all your coats.
So you
make
only
sure
need Zoe to sing like a couple lines from 10 different songs. Right. Or not even 5 different songs.
Yeah. I think we can.
As Morgan Freeman.
Right. We can put that together.
The three ghosts of Christmas past come down.
Yep. Come down the chimney.
I don't know where it came down.
Yeah. Baron Gizzo.
All right. We've ignored the callers. Not on purpose. We've had discussion about the team today.
Baron gifts of gold, frankincense,
and myrrh. I'll give you 3 packs of cigarettes for that 1 cent of myrrh there, Andy. Yeah. They call me Red.
Oh, man.
Cause not because of my Santa hat.
All right, what do you want to go to? You pick, so you do the phone.
Is Ken on? Is anybody on?
Ryan, Chad, Mike, Eddie, Donnie, Chris, and Nick.
Well, Donnie. Like one of the new kids. Do Donnie.
Donnie in Boston.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, so thanks for taking the call, buddy.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
No problem. Thanks for hanging.
I got 1 point about the game, then I got some advice I need to ask. So is that all right, boys?
Go for it.
All right, so the 1 point is... the Thielen whole thing, I think it got the defense all Drew stuff. I don't know why he thinks he deserves respect because he went to Minnesota State Duluth or wherever he went. I mean, he's like thinking like he's like this. Yeah, he's an all-pro, but, you know, he's nothing special. And then the advice. So, you know, this guy needs no introduction, my buddy Johnny Greenline. So we actually both lost our jobs on Friday landscaping. So can't collect unemployment. Yeah. Yeah, I think we're going to go back to bagging at Star Market, to be honest with you. But, you know, that's not the point. So we went out to a local pub. We both met the same girl on the dance floor. And we don't know how to decide how to, you know, who gets her. So we came up with this idea yesterday.
Are you in love?
Well, hold on a second.
Hold on.
Does she have a say in this? I mean, there's the third party involved here.
Well, she doesn't know that we're, buddies.
She doesn't know you're Smith. No.
She doesn't know that she'll soon be with one of you. Okay, I got you.
Well,
go ahead.
You're goddamn right, though. But anyways, Hardy. So we decided yesterday with me and my buddies, we're going to do a punt, pass, and kick competition.
I like this.
And then, so I was back up center for Savio Prep. So I was on special teams. So I know, I know how to, you know, the kicking game. But I need some advice from Zoe, like, you know, warming up the arm. Should I go with Jameson's, Miller High Life? You know, what will really loosen me up?
How much pain do you want to feel the next day?
You know, pain's not really an issue if I'm drinking.
See, the beer's going to blow you. You don't want any bloating, only swollen in the neck. You don't be burping while you're throwing. You go with the hard stuff. Hard stuff gets you going. If it's chilly out, warms you up. You get your pipes all.
All right? So my last thing is Hardy. Twin Rivers got this sports book going. I'll be the guy in the corner losing his shirt. Thanks, guys.
All right. See you, man. Good luck. Buddy.
friend of Greenline Johnny.
Tough time out there.
Who's out of jail, but obviously now out of a job as well.
Out of jail, but into a love triangle.
That he is. There's no doubt about
that. It's an age-old story.
Hey, like you always said, lucky girl.
Do you think Andy and Red found love down there in Sewateneo? Do you think that there's any romance waiting for them on the beach?
I know why Zoe's laughing, because I know what he heard. I know. Never mind. After you dropped that lucky girl line.
Yeah. Lucky girl boy. Oh, temperature. Hot. Hot in here. I feel like I'm getting fever.
All right, then.
All right.
Nick is in Lowell. Nick. One more before headlines. Let's go, Nick.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, let's do it.
So what I want to talk about was that Lawrence guy stop yesterday. I know Zoe had the eagle eye, so what did you see from up there?
I thought he was dead. I thought he was half a yard short. Half a yard short.
Definitely. The whole family in the house is going crazy when
there was no second pushing. Now, where he would have initially, the stop was there. There wasn't any other push to where he pushed through, and eventually it's a second, third effort type play. Here's the problem I have with it. So that goes off to the right side of the center. They run it to the right side of the offensive line. Where Bob and I are on the Viking side, it's right down the line from us. The guy, the side judge to the Viking side, had the spot. Or excuse me, didn't have the spot. The guy on the Patriot side on the side judge came running over. He had the correct spot.
Right.
And it's to his side where he can see. He got overruled by the guy coming from the Vikings bench. The guy on the far side spotted it a yard short. The guy on this side gave him the first down, and they went with that. Now, I know what the replay. I still don't know what they, and we saw the same replay. This is the point where Bob was looking over and Mike Pereira's right next to him, and Buck and Aikman are pointing like, you guys are trying to take a peek here. Where it didn't really show where he picked up the first down, any of the looks we had on all the replay. And we get the same stuff Fox was getting.
But based on being there and as he was, those refs had some issues spotting the ball yesterday.
All day long.
Yeah, not a good day for them. Not a good day at all.
Have an Amazon smart speaker in your home or office?
What's all that about?
Just say, Alexa, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Okay.
And listen to Boston's Home for Sports.
After review, the ruling on the field has been changed. The runner was short of the line to gain. It'll be third down and 1.5 yard at the 26.5 yard line. Minnesota will not be charged with a timeout.
Brady's in the gun with a trips punch right. White motions into the backfield. Gordon's put left on 3.5 yards. Brady takes the snap. In fact, it's a direct snap to James White. He escapes a defender in the backfield, runs it to the right, and he is stopped. A direct snap to White, who ran it to the right, and he was stopped on the play.
Hate it.
A loss back at the 26.
Ridiculous.
And now the 2-minute warning.
Flex him out. Motion him in. Reverse this. Reverse that. You got three healthy backs now. Line the thing up and run it behind a fullback.
Just hearing that play, Zoe gets mad.
That whole sequence, I think it started with the Gronkowski tackle. Like, I thought he's going to stick it on him, and he's going to turn and run that guy over, pick up the first down, let's get going. Now he gets pushed back, then we go trips, and the motion, and little okey-dokey, fakey, smoky. Oh, it'll drive you crazy. Because, answer me this, did the running game get shut down prior to that?
No.
We just have more people to get the ball to. Spread it around, 9 people, 9 rushing attempts. Sexy. Says he's lining up and going off tackle and says, here we go, ride 36. Let's go zero tight, ride 36. Stick it right on him. Toss boss 38. No, let's run our 2-point play that we worked on all Friday. God forbid you had to go for 2. I don't know what you would have ran. Statue of Liberty or something like that. Button hook. What is that, hook and ladder?
Yeah.
Hook and lateral.
Mm. Oh, it's amazing to me how mad you get talking about this play.
Do you think the quarterback was mad? I think the quarterback was mad.
I think the whole team had been mad about it.
Get out the head coach on the sideline. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Mm. Perfectly set up for them. Throw the ball to the big tight end on a crosser on second down. You get called short. You mess up the, you don't mess the challenge up. That's a good challenge by Zimmer. Smart challenge by him, actually, because it makes you line up on third down and makes you waste one of your two-point plays where you direct snapped it to a running back. Because now we talk about line continuity up front. You got all your linemen. You got a fullback. You got Burkhead back this week. You've got Sony Michel, who's been running. And you go back to that chicken bleep finesse stuff on third down. God, that just drives you crazy.
Sorry about that one. Frustrated there.
What are you sorry about?
That's frustrating. Do you understand the enormity of that?
Yeah.
I mean, you're up 10 zip. You got the ball, 3:48, three timeouts, two-minute warning. Guess what? You won the opening coin toss. You deferred. It's your double score.
Can we talk about this aspect
of
it?
You could pick up a first.
Why wasn't Sony Michel in the game at that point? You need to pick up a tough yard. Isn't that what you drafted the kid for? Where was he? Nowhere to be found.
You got a tough formation. You do. You got a tough formation now. You got Cannon. You can bring in Waddle. Put him off the edge. And put him in motion if you want. You should do it in the past.
Let's get some more of these calls. Yo. Mike and Quincy. Hi, Mike.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
Great show, guys. My main point here is you guys are talking about the Chiefs and the Chargers. And the main tiebreaker, if they both end up 13-3, would be head-to-head play, which they split. And
no, we're talking about with New England.
No, but I'm talking... Right, but I'm talking about who would win the division.
Chargers.
Over there.
Chargers.
Chargers would have two losses in their division. They lost to the Broncos.
Chargers went out. They would have them head-to-head.
Yeah, but it goes conference record, common record.
Oh, it doesn't go by the division record?
Nope. No.
Oh, so that... Okay, so that...
Yeah, Chargers went out. They win the division. That's what's crazy here. It'd be fun. AFC Championship game on the road. You get a home game on the road in the little soccer stadium.
Ryan in the car is going to point on the Chiefs' schedule. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Best case scenario for I have two things, if you don't mind, and I apologize.
Sure. No worries.
Best case scenario for the Patriots is if Kansas City beats San Diego and then goes to Seattle in the last game of the year and loses to Seattle. If the Patriots win out, and I think they got to get through Miami. They historically are not good in Miami this time of year because of the heat.
Right.
Secondly, at what point do you start, are you concerned in regards to your coaching future after Belichick? Because, you know, you see a lot of teams with a ton of talent, but their coaches are just awful. And in a team where, in my opinion, coaching is huge, for the past 19 or 20 seasons, it's been relevant with the Patriots, the amount of winning seasons.
Yeah. I mean,
does Bill Belichick have any unfinished business in Cleveland where we could keep Josh McDaniel where Belichick, because it just doesn't appear that the continuity is still there between Belichick, Brady, et cetera, et cetera. Are you worried about Belichick losing McDaniel, and then who's next? I think that's the question.
Okay. I mean, I understand it.
I think
you've protected yourself a little bit there by bringing Josh back, offering him what you offered him, paying him like he's a head coach. He's not making the type of money as the front guys, but you know what does scare you about saying is if he does leave, you're going to have a shot at bringing some new pseudo, you know, hot shot in like a Nagy or say Doug Peterson, which may work for a year or two, but look at Philly. Worked for him last year, having a tough go at it right now. You think the Bears are going to be consistently that good every year? I don't. I don't think they get the right quarterback. You know, you look at what's going on out with the chart the Rams, the LA Rams, and Sean McVay. A lot of front end talent. They've had a ton of money that they were able to spend. Now they spent it. So now you've locked all these guys up. The problem is you have the rights of Goff through the first 5 years on his rookie deal. It's going to be just like Seattle all over again when they had to pay Russ Wilson. You break things up. When you have the come to Jesus moment, when you got to pay your quarterback, you know what happens? Your team gets split up a little bit. You lose some talent. That's a team that tried to trade for Khalil Mack. Why? Because they wanted to flip him, franchise him and flip him and get two first-round picks for him. That's how desperate they could be in 2 years. So the window isn't great there. Patriots have proven they've been able to consistently win and contend every year, which is pretty impressive. Is there somebody else other than McDaniels on the staff that can work here? I don't know. Maybe. It might be an outside guy. If it's not Josh, it's probably an outside guy. But I understand your concern.
We got time for one more.
Okay.
In order of weight, we go to Eddie in Brockton. What's up, Eddie?
E-Dog.
So, up, Zo?
What's up?
Hey, Jim's right. Beal is a prick.
Okay, anything else?
What else you got?
You're also a big baby, Beetle.
Anything
else you have?
Actually, that's all I had prepared.
All right. Thanks for hanging.
God, that's so lame. Greg in Plymouth. Baby. Don't want to end on that.
Greg!
Hey, guys, what's up?
What's up?
So, I got a question. I got a question for you, and maybe you've heard, like, being on the sidelines. When you guys talk about, you know, why don't they do certain things on third down in the second quarter? Do you think the coaches say, we don't want to show the opposing scouting teams this play until we get into the playoffs?
That's part of it, sure.
And that's why they're not using, well, like, you know.
They're also doing this, too. Do they know that they can line up and run the ball? I think they know that now, right? That's one thing we've kind of figured out about this team, is that when things are right, you have all five of your linemen, you got a good guard center, you got tackles that can come off the ball. Like, I don't see the tackles getting blown up. They're moving people. Tight end can block. Fullback can block. They can line up and run it. What they're also trying to do is, as they advance this, this is how good they are and how they think it out. What they do, they went trips there, motioned a guy in, and direct snapped it to him. So guess what every team next couple of weeks and Pittsburgh has to do? Shoot. Third short, get ready for this. We got to do this. We got to work on this formation. So there's part of showing stuff now that may hurt you because you don't pick the first down up, but maybe down the road it'll help you. Because it may be just in Pittsburgh, you'll line up and run it down their throat. And maybe they won't be ready for it. So yeah, it's part. Some of it is gamesmanship.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
You can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, how's everybody doing? Time now for today's takeaways, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. Be a nice little Christmas gift for you to get a family member. Not to say, hey, you need to lose some weight, but yeah, it's nice. Get you healthy. Everybody's looking out for everybody.
What are you doing?
I just noticed Hardy and I have the same shirt. Not on now, but.
Yeah, I noticed that while you own the same shirt.
Yeah.
Well, thumb holes. It's what Zoe and I both wear to yoga.
What's weird with the afternoon show coming up, that now if you go to eat at a good place or you have a good piece of meat or steak and being around Murray and his little things that he does for cities you're going to visit, and he does his little food things and bars, go bar. I think of Jim Murray every time I get a good piece of meat now. Like Murray would like this. Nice piece of prime rib or nice steak or, you know, barbecue.
He's wearing like that like a badge of honor right
aficionado.
Now.
Yeah.
He's fist pumping.
Yeah. I think of Murray. That's how good, but that means it resonates.
I think Murray's tapped into like a bit of a market for foodies, but don't want like foo-foo food, you know?
Yeah.
You want to eat good food, but you want it to be real food.
There's a misconception. He was like a freak, like one of those like the hippies, and he would always go to those like, what's the name of that place?
Well, you spent years perpetuating
What's
that
a movie thing? Theater he always went to see movies at?
I think he used to goof on him for going to the Coolidge Corner.
Yeah, Coolidge Corner. Good. Hanging out at Coolidge Corner.
You know,
the place has good Wi-Fi. It'll get a better food grade.
Somerville. I think Felgie was just saying Somerville.
Yeah. Like
Somerville Theater.
Murray wants his burger Davis brought Square. To him on a wood plank where you have the steak knife that's stuck down through the burger to hold it all together. Like one of those type, gimmick type place.
You know, it was
but
on,
you know what? Good Wi-Fi, so I'll give it a good
vote. So, last night we had the monitor on our table at Splitsville running post-game.
Yeah.
And after all the Patriots post game, between that and the news that started, I don't know, half hour later or something, they were airing Phantom Gourmet.
I watched it all day Saturday.
They're doing post game, being like, "Where's this place?"
You get these hole in the wall places down in Norton, and I saw one for Wendell's Wings. I'm like, oh, I gotta go there and get the wings. I haven't had them in about 20 years. There, really good wings.
But on to the takeaways.
Okay,
what do you got?
Oh, we got you, Jim. So
we have this ready.
Okay. Jim really, crunches numbers. He comes in, puts a lot of hard work into the show, and sometimes when we're not totally focused, Jim gets pissed. Jim was a little on edge today. He got really aggressive with Beetle here.
Which is why last night
Chargers will screw it up.
I took no enjoyment in watching those Chargers win. I can't stand the Chargers.
I'm going to do a Shaughnessy take.
Oh, no, I hate the Chargers.
It's going to happen. Chargers will screw it up, and it'll still beat Kansas City, and everything will just fall in place for you.
Bottom line, if Vrabel went for the tie instead of the win, we wouldn't be talking about this right now in London.
It's true.
How do you know?
The result of the game could have ended up the same.
It could have, yeah.
So you can't definitively say that.
Wow, you're just being a prick this segment, huh?
No, I'm... How so?
Nice. Wow. Wow. There it is.
You're just nitpicking every little point.
Because it's just not true. You don't know that. You don't know what the outcome of the game would have been.
You know, sometimes when you hear it a second time, you think, it wasn't that bad.
It was worse.
It's actually worse.
it was worse than I thought it was.
And Jim's over here ducking. He's like, oh,
just talking sports, man.
Be a prick, Beetle.
Well,
segment. Sorry, it's like talking to your buddies, talking to your brother.
No, I think
it's like when Jimmy snaps in the afternoon show. You know, and they're like that, and Jimmy turns his mic off for 3 straight hours.
I think Jim was just
tune out and just kill someone later. Yeah, you know, just Jimmy just goes in like vorp mode.
I think it was justified because I think if we can all agree that
producer snap.
Beetle needs to be taken down a peg or two over the last few days.
Oh yeah,
he hasn't really gotten his due. For most people, so good on you, Jim, for kind of evening things out a little bit.
Now you're being a dick. Right.
No, it's a very sensitive, well-timed comment on Jim's part.
Yeah, timing is poor.
Yeah, you should have thrown a pussy in there just for good measure. You know, hack, yeah. Pussy,
right?
Prick. Uh-huh. What else was in there? Oh, you really are a dick? You could throw all those things in there.
Yeah.
You baby.
That's what everyone's
baby.
Saying
big,
now.
Big baby.
Big baby. Big baby.
Just remember, just because Rich says Chase. It was true doesn't mean it is.
You're a Chase.
You want to hear when Zoe got attacked by the hot sauce today?
Yes.
Oh yes.
My That's my favorite
yes.
part of the show today.
Wow. Okay. Get your point across without being dirty. Some teams are dirty. They're not a dirty team.
Some of the ratings as it relates to Pro Football Focus.
Sorry about that. My mouth was burning.
Got a little bit of that hot sauce.
That one kicked in.
I don't know. There's a lot of static going on, too.
I think it was because we had to jack up the sound. It didn't sound as great on the air like as Mason. It did here in this room.
Bring him to me.
As it relates to Pro Football Focus.
Sorry about that. My mouth was burning.
How about Macaulay Culkin? Did you pull that for
Macaulay Culkin?
We'll get that tomorrow.
The Macaulay Culkin Christmas music?
Shut up. What's that little kid's name? He's not even a kid anymore. He wasn't a kid when he was acting.
Macaulay Culkin. Yes, he was. What do you think he was?
Michael Jackson's friend. God. Is he friends with Jackson?
What do you mean he was? He was.
He has a weird face. I mean, it was either Webster.
That's not really fair to put on Macaulay Culkin, though. Like when you're like 8, you don't get to decide.
Michael Jackson, when
whether or not
be
an
out
adult is your friend. If your parents leave you there,
right,
that doesn't make you friends.
They drop you off at Jacko's house.
Drop
then.
You off at a place called the Neverland Ranch, where things are never true.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.